Now, last year, I read a little story about fall, and I ran across it when I was going over my lesson today, and I thought I would read it again. And even if you heard it, you'd probably enjoy hearing it again. So it's called Letting Your Leaves Fall. Little yellow leaves from a front yard tree dance across the porch and driveway. As the bright green color fades, it seems they fall almost as quickly as they change. I love summer affectionately, and part of me longs to whisper to the tree, hold on just a little longer. They're so beautiful. Come on, you got this. Think green. But graciously, the tree listens to its maker rather than my foolish whispers. In order to flourish in the new season, the tree must let go of its decayed leaves. They have performed well for the term, but their time has drawn to a close. Autumn is a wonderful time to observe nature. We just got back from Tennessee, Branson, Missouri, and Arkansas, and everything is orange and yellow and brown, and it's a lot of brown, but you know, on the ground, but it was beautiful. So it's a wonderful time. And as I watch the swirling leaves stirring by the wind, I am reminded that they display an important lesson for all of us to follow suit in a way. Just as the trees don't stubbornly hold on to their dead leaves, so we shouldn't hold on to any unnecessary weight in our lives. When we long to enter the new season, the old can easily inhibit the new, if we allow it. God's word reminds us to get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave us. Ephesians 4:31. To get rid of negativity in our lives, we must first identify it. How can we do this? First, by reading God's word. Second, by allowing his spirit to show us the necessary heart changes we need. Just ask him to point them out. By being willing to shun practices such as bitterness and anger, by asking God to help us let go of the guilt from the past. Oh, how the Lord longs to empower and strengthen us for the new season ahead. If we're not sure of the issues detaining a kind and compassionate spirit, he will show us when we ask. And if guilt from the past is preventing this beautiful new season, we have his promise like this one to remember. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43:18-19. What are you holding on to that is preventing a freshness to the season ahead? Could it be the decayed leaves are piling up and your heart needs to discard them for good? If so, why not reach out to the Lord in prayer? He longs to hear from you. Ask him to shine light on any thoughts, circumstances, habits, or other decayed leaves you might be clinging to. As you watch the leaves fall this season, our prayer is that you are reminded to let go of anything that would hinder a fresh relationship with God. I thought that was very apropos for this time of year. Now, thankfulness. Have you ever thought about when you learned to be thankful? We certainly are not born that way. Actually, we're born the opposite: needy, demanding, and self-centered. Although we don't realize it as an infant, crying out for our needs to eat, to be held, to be loved and comforted and changed as in a wet diaper, all those needs are met by our parents. Then, as toddlers, we can get very self-centered. I want this. I want to do that. I don't want to share my toys. I don't want to listen. I don't want to sit still and obey. And again, our parents teach us about consequences of our behavior so we can learn. So basically, We need to be taught everything about living, walking, talking, manners, and so on. We have to be taught those things so that we can grow. So all this to say that at a very early age, we were all taught to say the words, thank you. Now, I was just telling Phyllis over here that we went to Branson, met up with our grandson and his wife, and my daughter and her husband came, and our great-granddaughter. You remember praying for her. She was born 2 months early. She's almost two. Well, she's learning all of her words and her little expressions and all these different things. She knows where her nose is in her mouth, and she knows the colors blue and red and whatnot. Well, when we were at Branson, one of us handed her something in the stroller. I think it was her cup or something fell or something, and she said, thank you. And it was like, wow, she's learning her words, and so that really excited me. So like we were taught those words that we need to teach our young children that. Now, we can be thankful in different ways and with different people. When someone gives you a gift or gives you a compliment or does something nice for you, like holding a door and such, we say thank you to that person or persons. It's showing appreciation. You learn to have thankfulness in your heart over the years. It starts from birth, is what I'm trying to show you. But the Bible says, however, it talks about thankfulness to God. Once you know the Lord as your Savior and God as your Heavenly Father, it's different. As we learn and grow, He teaches us to be thankful in all things and in many ways. Through His Word, He cultivates us a heart of thanksgiving to Him, an attitude of gratefulness and glory to Him. So thankfulness comes from God. And today I want to share with you some of the whys and hows about thankfulness from His Word. So in this season, as we welcome the fall season, prepare for Thanksgiving, how do we keep thankfulness and practice of gratitude at the forefront? Think about how often in a day someone does something for us, however small. Do we remember to thank them? Now think about how often God helps us in life. Think about how much God has given us. When we pause to thank God, we recognize that He has a track record of blessing us. Count your many blessings. Providing for us and protecting us. How often do we say thanks to Him? How often do we look for that parking place and say, Lord, give me that parking place. I'm in a hurry, and you get it, and then you forget to say thank you, Lord. Thankfulness changes the way you look at circumstances in your life. Complaining connects you to unhappiness. Gratitude and praise connects you to the source of joy. When you make Thanksgiving a regular part of your life, you stay focused on what God has done and continues to do for you. Expressing gratitude for God, for God's help, is a form of worship. When you give thanks to God, you honor and praise Him for what He's done. In your life, in the lives of others, in the church, and in the world. Similarly, you honor others when you give thanks to them, respecting them for who they are and what they have done. This attitude of gratitude prevents you from expecting others to serve you and allows you to enjoy whatever blessings come your way. An attitude of thankfulness is not only brings blessing to your life, but it blesses others with appreciation and honor. So I have 6 questions about thankfulness to God, and we're going to answer those 6 questions from the Bible, from Scripture. Obviously, God thinks thankfulness is a big deal, and it is. When you stop and think about it, and you really learn about it, you realize this is so important to the Lord that he teaches us with so much scripture about being thankful. Why do you think he does that? Because we're in the flesh and we don't think about it. Come on in, ladies. Come on in. There's some places over here. Okay, let me get my pages in order here. Okay. Where am I here? Why should I give thanks to God? That's number one question. Because God is good and kind and loving. 1 Chronicles 16:34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Also, a thankful heart plays a role in the maturing of our faith. Luke 17:16, he fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he has done. Also, because he gives you victory over sin and death when you put your faith in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thank God he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank him because we thank him for God's Son, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 9:15, thank God for this gift, too wonderful for words. That's 2 Corinthians. For answered prayer. Colossians 4:2, devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. For the beauty of creation, we thank him. 1 Timothy 4:4, since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks. To let others know how wonderful God is. 1 Chronicles 16:8, give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Psalm 111:1-2, praise the Lord. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with his godly people. How amazing are the deeds of the Lord. All who delight in him should ponder them. And we thank him because thanksgiving keeps our mind on Christ and our thoughts on others. Ephesians 5:20, give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 2:7, let your lives be built on him. Then you will overflow with thankfulness. Second question, how can I show God I'm thankful? With music and singing, which we just did. 1 Chronicles 16:7, on that day, David gave Asaph and his fellow Levites this song of thanksgiving to the Lord. Psalm 147:7, sing out your thanks to the Lord. Sing praises to our God with a harp. Colossians 3:16, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And by praising and honoring him, Psalm 104, enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, give thanks to him and praise his name. And then we should also thank God through worship and giving. Psalm 116:17. I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving through obedience and service. As I learn your righteous regulations, I will thank you by living as I should. Through prayer, through communicating with him regularly. Colossians 4:2, devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Next thing, number three, when should I give thanks to the Lord? Morning and evening. Psalm 92:2, it is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning and your faithfulness in the evening and all day. Always we should maintain a spirit of constant gratitude. Colossians 3:15. Always be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. When you're about to eat the food that he gives us. Luke 9:16, Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven, and blessed them. 1 Timothy 4:4, since everything God created is good, we should receive it with thanks. Okay, number 4, what can I be thankful for? You can thank God for providing life's basic needs, such as food, clothing, shelter, oxygen, and life itself. Mark 6:41, again, this one's in Mark. Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looked up toward heaven and blessed them. Okay. And we can be thankful for, you can thank God for helping, wait, yeah, what can I be thankful? Okay. You can thank God for helping you through your troubles. Psalm 13:5-6. But I trust you, I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. You can thank God when you have experienced success. Psalm 44:7. You are the one who gives us victory over our enemies. Yes. You can thank God for friendships. Friendships, okay? 1 Samuel 18:3-4 has a beautiful friendship, and Jonathan made a solemn pact with David because he loved him as he loved himself. Jonathan sealed the pact by taking off his robe and giving it to David, together with his tunic, sword, bow, and belt. Friendships are a true blessing to be thankful for. That's so true. You can thank God for everything good in your life, in your world, and in your life. James 1:17. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. You can thank God for his gift of salvation, which brings a new start to life and peace with God. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So you can thank God for his gift of salvation. Amen. Okay, you can even thank God for adversity, because it is often through the difficult times that you grow the most. James 1:2-4. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Okay, and number 5 is, what are the consequences of an unthankful heart? Good question. 2 Chronicles 32:25 says, Hezekiah did not respond appropriately to the kindness shown to him, and he became proud, so the Lord's anger came against him. When our pride becomes a barrier, keep us from thanksgiving and praise, it acts also as a wall to keep us from God. So pride can be a wall to keep us from God. A consistent, ungrateful attitude will eventually turn you into a bitter and mean-spirited person. We don't want to be that. 2 Timothy 3:2-5, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. So that's what we want to stay away from. So how do I develop an attitude of thanksgiving in my life and my family? Cultivate thankfulness by giving thanks regularly to God and also to others. Set aside a time every day to think about things you are thankful for. Make a mental list of God's blessings in your life, especially the most recent ones. And thank Him. Thank Him. Don't wait to feel thankful before giving thanks. Give thanks will leave you to feel thankful. Let's say that again. Don't wait to feel thankful before giving thanks. Giving thanks will lead you to be thankful. I love that. So today, ladies, my prayer is that going through some of these wonderful scriptures from God really blessed my heart. That I pray that God will keep us all to focus on Thanksgiving as a daily walk with Him, not just a yearly holiday. And I'll leave you with the last two verses that I came across. They're promises from God. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Colossians 2:7. Let your lives be built on Him. Then you will overflow with thankfulness. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for speaking to us through your word, through your scriptures. Thank you for the hearts that are here today that are open for your word. Lord, I just pray that these words and these scriptures will overflow us, especially at this time of year, but not just that. That we can be an attitude of gratitude all the time, and mainly the gratitude of you being our Lord and our Savior. I pray if there's anyone here that's struggling, that maybe doesn't even know you as their Savior, or maybe they think they do, but they really don't because of their behavior. Lord, I ask you to reach into that heart and convict them that they can make that right with you. We are so thankful for everything that you give us, everything you do for us, how you guide us, how you protect us, how you've delivered us from sin. I pray for our country, that you will bless our new president, that you will continue to work in his heart as he's surrounded by many godly people. And Lord, I just ask you to pray for that and for the world and the way that we have to deal with different situations, that it will all be done for your glory. And Lord, I just ask you to be with us as we continue our time today. In Jesus' name, amen.